فاطمہ زہرا،
The migration to Medina opened a new chapter for the Muslim community. Gone were the days of oppression by the insolent polytheists of the Quraysh. Behind them was the persecution they faced for 13 years in which their growth was stifled. The fledgling Muslims were now free to practice their faith in the open and to begin the quest to win over the hearts and minds of the various regions of the Arabian Peninsula and beyond. In the midst of all of this, however, there was a young man who was looking to complete his faith and, just like others around him, start a family. And that was none other than Ali ibn Abi Talib. Having reached the age of 23 and enjoying an extremely close relationship with the Prophet Muhammad, there were, without a doubt, many young women whom he could have proposed to. However, there was one whom he wanted to marry, a young lady at the same level to him in many ways, and that was Fatima al-Zahra, the daughter of the Prophet. Although many men who were much older, affluent, powerful, and with a higher status in the society had asked the Prophet for her hand in marriage, they were all turned down, as God would be the one to approve of her marriage. Neither was the Prophet nor his daughter in search of wealth or perceived status in the society. Her spouse had to be someone at the same spiritual level, and other than the future imam of the nation, who could fill those shoes? Eventually, after much reflection, Ali went to the Prophet. As modesty and shyness had overcome him, with his head cast down, he seemed to want to say something. However, he felt bashful. The Prophet encouraged him to speak, and Ali mustered the courage and asked the Prophet for his daughter's hand in marriage. The Prophet accepted the request. However, he said to Ali, "You should wait so that I may ask my daughter if she too will accept the proposal." Historians note that when the Prophet informed Fatima Zahra about the marriage proposal, she remained quiet. To which the Prophet said, "God is great. Her silence confirms her consent for this marriage." This acceptance was the next step in moving forward in this blessed union. Now, the date of solemnizing the marriage was approaching, and Ali realized that with his meager possessions, it was going to be difficult to prepare the requisites to start married life. After all, he owned very little, and the only things of value he had were a sword and a shield. As the sword was needed to defend Islam, he was advised by the Prophet to sell the shield to meet the expenses of marriage. He gladly sold it and brought the proceeds of the sale to the Prophet in order for the requirements of the house to be bought. After the purchases were made, from what remained, an amount was kept aside for the financial gift which Fatima al-Zahra received. This gift, which would go on to be known as the Mahr al-Sunnah, was 500 dirhams, and this was a very small amount for such a great woman. However, keeping in mind that the Mahr is far from the price of the bride, this sentimental gift was merely a humble offering to a woman who was a priceless jewel. On the night of the marriage, the actions which the Prophet displayed towards his daughter and her new husband give us a unique glimpse into his care and concern, and is perhaps not even seen today in contemporary societies. Holding the hand of his daughter, he placed it in the hand of Ali and informed her of the virtues of her husband. He then made a mention of the personality of his daughter to his son-in-law and reminded his daughter that had Ali not been born, there would be no one on earth to be her life partner. The Prophet then divided the domestic affairs and duties of life between the two. He entrusted the household affairs to Fatima and made Ali responsible for all of the outside duties. However, still, Ali was known to help his wife with the housework and being there to support her when the need arose. It is through this divinely approved marriage that a link was created between prophethood, nubuwa, and mastership, wilaya. This is a link which would solidify the spiritual and temporal guidance during and after the death of the Prophet until the coming of Imam al-Mahdi and beyond.